What is that word? But we were talking about
text, when you're texting, the abbreviations, what letters stand for.
And we have a new one here. DINKS. Lynn, do you know what DINKS stands for?
I sure do. Double Income, No Kids.
And tell us why that's important today.
It's important today because we have in the studio with us the director, producer of this wonderful film, and you're going to be able to see it on Sunday, May 1st in Orland Park at the Marcus Theaters. And tell us, introduce yourselves and tell us about this, because I love this flyer. This is wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'm Robert Alaniz. I am the writer, director, producer, editor.
I missed a couple of your titles, but, you know, you're a man of...
jack of all trades.
Man of all talents.
Right. And this, I have one of the actors.
Jason Bernard, how are you?
Hi, Jason. Welcome to Lynn, Mary, and Natalie.
Thank you.
And this pretty lady.
My name is Sarah Jane Crowley. I'm the assistant director of the film.
All right. So how did this get started, and give us a little concept of the whole idea?
This is my fifth movie, as you pretty well know.
Absolutely.
I've been here before, and thank you for having us back. I did a lot of dramas and thrillers and things like that. And, you know, I got an itching to do a comedy. And, so, you know, it's hard to find a subject matter that is humorous and something you find funny. And, my wife and I are dinks. And we always used to make jokes about the fact that we don't have kids and we should start our own organization and that type of thing. And we've dealt with a lot of discrimination in our lives because, like, my wife comes from a big family and she's always under pressure. Like, you know, her sisters are always saying things like, well, when are you going to have a kid and when are you going to do this? You know, and we just don't want children. And I went to Vegas one time and we were there and we were having this really elegant dinner, you know, at this really nice place. And there's these two little kids running around the whole place, like knocking things over and everything while their parents are sitting at the table doing absolutely nothing about it.
And that reinforced your idea.
And that gave me that was the start of it. I said, what'd be great is to do a comedy about a couple that, you know, rebel against this and start an organization fighting people like, you know, fighting poor parenting issues and people who have disrespect and discrimination against other people without children. And
so
that's how it started.
And this is a comedy. And you have it. Where did you open with this? Because this is the opening at the Marcus Theaters in Orland. But you've opened with this show.
Right. Well, we had a sneak preview because the movie was filmed almost entirely in Orland Park. As a matter of fact, the mayor of Orland Park does a cameo in the movie. And so we had a special showing just for, the people that let us film in their facilities in February. And then we had our big premiere in Chicago on March 25th. So now we're bringing it back to Marcus and Theaters in Orland Park so everybody can come and see it, just like any other film. The only difference is it's just there one day with five shows.
All right. And now we have Jason.
Jason.
Tell me about your part in this movie, Double Income, No Kids.
I play Charles, the mayor's assistant, and the mayor's kind of like the villain of the movie. He starts a lot of havoc and chaos for the couple after Richard Brooks makes a little prank on his wife and small child in a grocery store. So it brings Richard Brooks to light to the mayor, and then the mayor starts basically making him and his wife's life a living hell in Legacy, Illinois, our make-believe hometown.
Legacy, Illinois.
Yes. This mayor is not played by the mayor.
No, that's an actor.
The mayor has a cameo.
No, this is a completely fake mayor.
All right, now, are you from the area, Jason?
No, I'm from the north side of Chicago.
North side of Chicago. And the assistant director, how was it to work with the director, producer, writer, editor?
Go ahead, Sarah Jane. This is your chance.
Yes.
Do it. On the radio.
It was an amazing experience. I'm so glad I got the opportunity. I actually, kind of funny, I read his, he was doing a thing with all his, almost like a film festival in Marcus, almost 2 years ago, and I read about it, and I was like, oh, I'm not doing anything. I go to Joliet Junior College. You know, I have the summers off. So I gave him an email. I said, I would like to work on your next movie. He called me back, you know, right away, and we sat down. I actually started with a production assistant, which was basically an assistant to an assistant to an assistant. So I worked my way up, obviously, and he's a great mentor, and I learned a lot, and I'm super glad that I got this opportunity.
Fantastic opportunity. So you're in this area. You went, are you still in junior college?
Yes. Right. I'm actually going to DePaul University in the fall for film. So
fantastic. Yes. What an, that was great then to be able to work on this film. So it's Marcus Theaters. It's in Orland Park, Sunday, May 1st. The show times are 12 noon, 2:20, 4:50, 7:20, 9:50. How about next week? We will give away some of the tickets because you had graciously told us that.
Right. We have some tickets and a couple T-shirts.
All right. So we'll do that next week. And because next Sunday is when next Sunday is when the movie premieres in Orland Park.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great Easter.
Wait, before we want to know which one of you made out with Burt Reynolds. Which one was that? Yeah?
I did. I readily admit that for sure. But we appreciate your coming in with us. Much success with your film. Happy Easter to all our wonderful listeners and have a great holiday weekend. Share memories with your family. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Lynn, Mary, and Natalie here at 1340 WJOL, Will County's News Talk Sports.